producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, great way to start off a new month. Yeah. Did you know tomorrow's Groundhog Day already?
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not only hard to believe. Like, January sort of just poofed itself out of existence. But if you look at the weather map, so let's see, it's Punxsutawney Phil is the major one. And let's see, I always get this slightly. If he sees his shadow, there's six more weeks of winter, right? I think, which doesn't make any sense, because you think if you'd see your shadow, that it'd be the sun was out. So it's one of those obscure kind of counterintuitive issues. But, and if you look at the weather map, my brother was just visiting from Denver, and it's so funny when somebody isn't home that he calls up his daughters and reads them the weather forecast of where they are as opposed to where he is. I thought, you know what? But Denver's supposed to get two different snowstorms in the next 24 hours. Iowa, apparently the caucus is supposed to get, is the weather might influence the caucus because they're saying kind of like a foot of snow overnight. So I suspect, so I guess as long as the sun doesn't come out tomorrow, that Punxsutawney Phil doesn't see his shadow, that we'll be okay. I don't know. Remember Groundhog Day? That was one of the great all-time movies. Bill Murray. There we go. Speaking of movies, that Kung Fu Panda was number one, which, like, duh. I told you it was going to be that one. You're still not a movie fan. Or, I mean, you're a movie fan, but you don't go and see them in theaters, right? You see them on Netflix and stuff?
Yeah, I just usually don't have a whole lot of time to actually go to a movie, even my weekends. I actually don't really enjoy going to movies on the weekends because it's so crowded. I like going when it's not, when there aren't as many people.
Exactly. Thursday morning at 10 is perfect.
Right. Except, you know, Thursday morning at 10,
ladies.
I'm here at work getting ready to work
there
for your show.
There is that.
Hence,
right,
I don't have any time.
Hence, no time. Well, I actually, you know, I'm one of those people, as we know, that sees movies but doesn't see television. So when I have company, they quite often, they want to do Netflix and stuff. And Netflix, by and large, I've seen the movies, unless it went directly to video. And if it went directly to video, I'm not sure I'm that interested in it. Mm-hmm. So, but I watched Leverage for the first time. I watched two things. I watched Downton Abbey, which I guess everybody has watched and loved. And I would watch Maggie Smith read the phone book, I swear to you. She said at one point, a peer looking for reform is like a turkey looking for Christmas. Well, a peer being, you know, the part of the government. But so, you know, I think she's wonderful. And Lady in the Van is one of those movies that I thought was terrific that has really dropped without a stone for some reason. If you folks get a chance to see it, go see it. You'll like it a lot. All righty. Today is National Baked Alaska Day, which I personally am very much in favor of. Think about the person who invented Baked Alaska. I mean, that's just some dude with too much time on his hands, right? They do it on cruise ships. Have you ever been on a cruise, Manny?
I have not, no.
All right, well, one of the things that they usually do, I've been on a bunch of cruises, and almost uniformly they do them on the last night in the dining hall, and the waiters all, do you know what a baked Alaska is?
Is it like a cake or something, or some sort of a...
It's ice cream. It's frozen ice cream, okay. Usually Neapolitan, so chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And it's frozen really hard, and then you put a meringue on top of it, and then you set the meringue on fire.
Oh, okay.
So it is beautiful. In terms of taste, it's ice cream. It's ice cream with just a meringue on top of it. But it is incredibly spectacular. I actually prefer Cherry's Jubilee if you're going to set something on fire. But... which is just cherries and brandy usually that's set afire and then put over vanilla ice cream, which I think is better. But anyway, the waiters come in holding trays with these flaming things on top of them, and they turn off all the lights in the dining room, and the band plays and the orchestra and everybody, ooh. So It's National Baked Alaska Day for no particular reason that I can figure out. All righty. Lincoln signed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution on this day. Edison was having a great year. In 1893, he finished construction of the first motion picture studio, the Black Maria. That sounds a little scary. In West Orange, New Jersey. The Russians adopted the Gregorian calendar in 1918, right, following the revolution. A Voice of America, the official external radio and television station of the United States government, begins broadcasting with programs aimed at areas controlled by the Axis powers in 1942. That was a big controversial thing. The Beatles had their first number one hit with I Want to Hold Your Hand, of course, in 1964. Janet Jackson sort of had a wardrobe malfunction on this day. Why is it National Nipple Day?
That was the birth of the term wardrobe malfunction. Too,
it absolutely was, because that's what she said, as opposed to I just flash my tatas, which I should have. They should have called it Flashing Your Tata Day, but nevertheless. Super Bowl 38. Do you realize that was 12 years ago?
Hard to believe she did that?
Doesn't that make you feel old?
It does make me feel old, because I was, that was...
you saw it, probably.
Yeah, I do. I actually
2004.
And...
do you remember who was playing that year? Probably not. No one does. They remember Janet Jackson.
That was the Patriots and the Panthers.
There you go.
Yeah. And the Panthers are back in the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, they are against the Broncos, which... are you and I going to bet on this game or not?
We could.
All right. Well,
I'm betting on Carolina.
Well, then I'll take the Broncos. You're going to give me points? I think you have to give me at least
12. Remember, betting didn't go so well for you last year.
Well, just because I was the worst. Every time there was a pool. You know, I used to bet most of my father on the Super Bowls. And I won more often than I lost. But he would never pay. So I decided that this, I might as well just write him a check, because if I won, he wasn't going to pay me, and if I lost, then I'd pay him. So I might as well just write him a check and not even worry about it. You know, take the middleman out. All right, I thought what we'd talk about a little bit today is personality and traits. All right, you know what? The other thing is that I have designated February as Love Month, all right? So I thought what we would talk about for the entire month, or at least... we'll see how it goes. I mean, of you guys calling about questions about love. Now, it can be anything from puppy love to dating to crushes to engagements to, I suppose, online dating to engagements to marriage to, I suppose, cheating to divorce to separations to second time around, to whatever you want, that I decided that I would... And I've never done this before, so this is an experiment. And you guys will either determine its success or its lack thereof. But I tend not to do topics very often. In my career, I've probably done it maybe 3 or 4 times, and there's usually a reason. For example, if a sponsor wants to give people... We've done it for like Mother's Day. You're allowed to call with a poem, a limerick, or a song. And then we'd call your mother, and they would send roses. So we've done things like that. I think we've done one for somebody who deserves a dinner. And we had a sponsor who would give that we would have a contest about, you would nominate why somebody deserved a dinner, I think, for a month or something like that. So, and they're quite often sponsor-related, just because the sponsors want to do something for y'all, and I have a hard time judging, so saying, well, the fourth phone call is on my program, it's a waste of time. So we do something that is kind of interesting. The program is psychological, and that gives you guys an opportunity to get some swag. On this particular case, there's no swag involved. It just occurs to me that we've got a leap year, which is Sadie Hawkins Day, and February is traditionally Heart Month as well as everything else. So I thought we would devote it to love, which means you got to call about it. There's no specific question up on Facebook about it, because I really want to encourage the phone call about it. Because love is a lot more complicated than, I mean, saying like, I could say, have you ever explained to me what love means to you? And maybe I'll do that. But I'd much rather hear from you, especially if there's a question about it, because abstractions when it comes to the heart don't work very well. So I need specifics, and the best way to get specifics is for y'all to call me. So let me give you the phone number, 855-993-7569, all about love for the entire month. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a 2-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so you have a number of reasons to call me today. It's a new month. It's February, so we're going to do love all month. So if you've got a question about a relationship, about dating, about writing a personal ad, about your marriage, about what to tell your kids about, I suppose, about sex, what to tell your kids about the fact that the two of you are going to split, I mean, how to talk about your own attraction to somebody. I mean, whatever it is that I just decided we would sort of see if we could look at the many splendid facets of love for the month. All right, so we'll see where we go. 855-993-7569. In the meantime, how about if we talked about traits? And I think I'm trying to figure out exactly what I said about this, which is, let's see what I said. What is your most salient? I probably didn't say salient. I try not to use words that people may or may not sort of feel okay with. Tell us what traits define you. Be specific. All right, Manny, let's start with you, as we always do. What defines you?
Well, lately it's kind of seemed like, at least in my working world, my professional career, it's been my voice.
That's true.
Because that seems to be something when people meet me for the first time, if they meet me for the first time and they don't know what industry I work in, the first thing they ask is, well, do you work in radio? Or you should work in radio, as soon as they hear me talk.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I was wandering around yesterday, and this guy said something, and I said, my gosh, what a great voice. And I think those of us who work in the business are much more sensitized to business. Do people recognize you on the street from your voice?
Maybe not so much. But I think when people do hear me talk, though, that's the first thing that comes to their mind, I guess, is that
okay.
You know, I work in radio. So
what's the trait that you think defines you independent of other people? Would you say your voice as well or not?
I think probably my demeanor. I think the way I kind of, I'm usually pretty good at, you know, keeping myself composed when things go crazy and you know, when other people.
No, this isn't swagger, right? This is.
No, I don't really use that terminology anymore.
What do you mean anymore? Did you?
Yeah, probably about.
Whoa, I got that one on the money, didn't I? Yeah.
5 years
ago,
probably, yeah.
Aha, go Joy. All right. Mine is probably a combination of curiosity and energy. I think that those two are the things that define me. I get recognized by my voice, but that always sort of seems weird because I don't always recognize my own voice, but other people do. So that's, you know, I've walked down the street or been on an airplane or something, or I was in Israel and someone said, "As I am." But I think that the things that define me as opposed to other people, I think, differentiate me are energy and curiosity. I am really curious about things, which is one of the reasons I like this program so much, and one of the reasons I'm so much more interested in a phone call than I am in an email, because I can get so much more information, and also just the energy. So, all right, let's hear what other people, how they define themselves, or what they think their defining traits are.
We'll start with Tamara, and she said that I can laugh at myself.
That's a great one. That's great, a sense of humor, which is by definition a perspective, isn't it? So good for you.
Amy says compassionate, resourceful, animal lover, and emotional.
Compassionate, resourceful, animal lover. And what was the last one?
Emotional.
Emotional. Yeah, I think, well, good for you. Hopefully you don't cry too easily, and some of that compassion goes to human beings as well as our little furry and four-legged creatures as well. So, good. Okay?
Then Amy says, expecting accountability for another's actions while being compassionate for the reasons for their behavior.
Good for you. I think it's a good combination. You hear me sort of worry about expectation all the time, but I think And to a certain extent, I think that we look to other people to be like we are to a certain extent, which is, I think that people who are not particularly straightforward tend to distrust other people. That people who are optimistic, assume everybody else is. It's fascinating to me that the things that differentiate us are the things that we assume everybody has in common, and the things that are unique are things that we assume everybody has. Most of us are upside down, that we are really not clear about what makes us different and what makes us the same. Expecting other people to be like you is understandable but deadly, because people are different and they're going to define situations differently. Their perspectives are going to be different. And as you hear me all the time say, one of my favorite little bumper stickers is expectation is the death of serenity. Once you expect something of somebody, you're really putting them in a box. And if they come through, then it's neutral. And God forbid they don't. Then you're mad at them, or you say, well, but I do this, that holier than thou kind of stuff that goes on. So if you can expect, if you'd like people rather than expect, if you prefer people take responsibility, but you understand that not everybody can, not everybody understands the concept, not everybody is willing to sort of step up the plate. And part of it probably has to do not so much with your sense of morality, although there's a part of that, but what happened as a kid when you admitted something. I suppose also how much you got away with as a kid as well. If you got away with a lot of stuff as a kid, there's that tendency to try and push that into adulthood. If you didn't, I think it's one of the reasons that I am a truth teller is I was a terrible liar. And I was always getting caught. And unless you're incredibly masochistic or just plain stupid, that if something never works, you at some point are going to say, maybe I should try something different. And as somebody was pointing out to me over the weekend, the advantage about telling the truth is you don't have to remember nearly as much. And the older you get, not having to remember stuff is probably a huge advantage. All right, what else we got?
Suellen says, kindness and compassion for all. I'm an empathetic person and try really hard to treat others as I would like to be treated.
Good for you. Okay. Fair enough.
And then one last one here from Genevieve. She says, empathetic, caring, personable and understanding. I'm also continuously optimistic.
There you go. Well, you guys all sound like you get gold stars today, so this is a good thing. Alrighty, 855-993-7566. I'll tell you a quick story. I have a friend who is feeling poorly, and it sort of had to organize an emergency run over the weekend, and was trying to get in touch with somebody today to find out what was going on, and they texted me back and said, we'll have to get back to you later. The chaplain's here. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And I said, you know, do I need to be there? And they said, no, why are you panicking? And I said, chaplain. He said, no, chaplain apparently checks in on the first day of the week in any hospital and sees who the new people are and stops by. And I said, okay, that was very scary. The idea of, okay, they're in the hospital, chaplain came by, we'll let you know. So when in doubt, don't panic. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paul, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Joy. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you. How am I going to help you, Paul?
52 years old. In a nutshell, my parents are getting up there now. They're in their late 70s. And I love my mom, but I've been having these feelings lately. I don't really like her as a person.
What don't you like about her?
Well, you know, at this point in my life, I've been married for 28 years, and I've been I'm watching my nieces and nephews grow up, and I'm seeing how she's acting with the grandkids, and I'm looking at her, and I'm going, this is not the same human being that raised me.
You mean she's easier with the grandkids than she is with you?
Well, yeah, growing up, she's a totally different person.
But, honey, everybody, how old are your children?
I don't have any children.
Okay.
I just have 14 nieces and nephews.
Okay. Understand that grandparents are very different people. I think that you talk to anybody, and they will tell you that their parents as grandparents are like night and day. As parents, they were Dr. Jekyll. And as grandparents, they're Grandma Moses. I mean, they're charming and they're easy. And my favorite example is when my daughter was about 2, my mother came and stayed with us. And I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and my mother is in bed with my daughter watching cartoons, chewing bubble gum. We didn't have a television in our house until, you know, I think, in college. And I was never allowed to chew gum. So I'm trying to think, you know, who is this woman and what have you done with my mother? So it's certainly not uncommon. And what you need to do is not look at your mother as a grandparent and say, how come you were such a stinker to me and so charming to your grandchildren? Because that's an odd kind of sibling rivalry. But figure out what you want from your mom at this stage in your life to be able, and it may be that you'd like to hear, for example, that you do well. That she's proud of you, but that sort of, you don't want to make an enemy of your mom at this stage in your life, because your mother will have this irritating propensity to do things like shuffle off this mortal coil, and you'll get left with a lot of guilt. And she's going to get more demanding, less capable, because everybody does as they get older. So figure out what you want from her and negotiate it with her. And it's a perfectly okay thing to do. You're not alone. It's certainly one of the stages of adult life, is realizing that we love them, but we don't necessarily like them. And I guarantee you, Paul, there are days she feels exactly the same way about you. So
yeah,
begin a negotiation of what you want from her.
Yeah, well, I know she has a lot of guilt about things that she did, you know, to us kids growing up, and I think she's trying to overcompensate for it. But
Paul, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Being jealous of your nieces and nephews because she treats them better is a waste of time and energy and makes you look petty.
Okay.
Negotiating with her for what you want. For example, if she is gentler with the nieces and nephews, that she calls them up and asks what they're doing, say, Mom, you know, I love how you treat, you know, Bethany and Jonas. It'd be really nice if occasionally you'd call me up and ask me what's going on, because it just makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Perfectly legitimate thing to do. That everybody at some point, or most of us at some point, renegotiate the relationship with our parents. Because if we don't negotiate it when they're still relatively capable, then we become the parent to their child, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work any better than them trying to be the parent to our child once we're an adult. So this is when you renegotiate. But instead of saying, look, you're a lousy mom, and I'm never going to forgive you for it, which isn't going to get either of you any place, but ask specifically for what you want. So the next time your mom is around Bethany and Jonas, sit down and figure out what it is that makes you feel jealous, what it is that makes you feel angry that you didn't get it, and negotiate that with her. Not by saying, look, you never did this for me, how come you did it with them, but saying, you know, it's so wonderful to watch how you do it with them, would you be willing to try that with me? And then you win.
Yeah, well, the only problem I have, Dr. Joy, is bringing up the past.
Paul, did you listen to anything I said?
Yes,
there is no reason to bring up the past at all.
Okay.
Paul, if you want to go and be mad at your mom, do it. But do it without my permission. I assume you called because it makes you really uncomfortable to be in that position. So I have just spent about 7 minutes going through chapter and verse of explaining to you exactly why it happens, that it happens to everybody, what you can do about it, specifically the words to use. And not only have I done that, I've gone over everything 2.5 times because I knew you weren't getting it. Now, at this moment, doll, you can either decide to think about what I said and either do it or not do it, or you can decide to stay on this course, which is, my mother was a crummy mother and I'm really angry about it, at which point you can do that, but you're going to do it without my help, consent, permission, or any more time. So you figure out what you want to do about it. I would encourage you to sort of decide that there is a different way to do this, and yes, your mother wins. And I know it's really irritating to feel like somebody you're mad at wins, but you know who wins bigger than your mom? Paul, baby, does. And Polly, if you can win, and nobody and everybody else wins too, as long as you win, I wouldn't worry about it. So you figure out what you want to do. Crystal, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Crystal.
I sent an email a little while ago. My husband and I are having some problems. He's Filipino and I am American, so we have some cultural issues. And it seems that we have different levels for respect in the relationship, and he winds up asking for a divorce in the silliest little of fights, and he's done this 3 times now.
Okay, how old are you, Crystal?
26.
And how old is he?
He's 39.
How long have you been married?
2.5 years.
And how long did you know each other before you got married?
About 2.5 years.
Okay, do you have children together?
No.
Okay, so when you have a fight, he says, okay, this is over, it's not going to work, I want to let's get divorced.
And then immediately, or within, you know, a couple hours, he's so sorry, he didn't mean it, he takes it back.
I don't think that's disrespectful per se. I think it's stupid, but I don't think it's disrespectful.
Well, that's kind of the part of the relationship, so that's like the end of it, because getting up to that point, he'll tell me, you know, he doesn't tell me he loves me, he doesn't tell me that I'm special, he tells me that his family comes first, that he'll drop me in a second, that girlfriends and wives come and go and stand.
Wow. Has he been married before?
No.
It sounds to me that he's sort of acting out some kind of weird macho, you know, sort of, you know, I don't need you, I don't, you know. It sounds to me that if I had to guess that he thinks that he loves you more than you love him. And I know that that isn't obvious from his behavior, but I think that people who act that way are acting in a defensive posture.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah. So, and believe it or not, the way probably to deal with that is not, let me just back off, because I think when we're most bristly is when we most need a hug. And I think he feels that he loves you much more than you love him, that the marriage benefits him much more than it benefits you. And therefore, what he's doing, it's almost like he's a 5-year-old saying, okay, I have no power here. You're my mom, and I don't think you really love me very much, so I'm going to tell you I hate you. And it's a 5-year-old's response. But from the mom's point of view, it feels awful, and you're not his mom, and he's not 5 years old. So believe it or not, I think the deal may be to, in the middle of an argument, it's not very productive to have that kind of discussion. But to say to him, I love you. I love this relationship. I love this. Let me suggest something that I kind of invented and see if that'll work. First of all, I think you need to say to him, look, are you willing to agree? You tell me one thing that I do that drives you crazy, and I will stop doing it. Or I will pay you $20 every time I do it, if in return for which you will stop every time we have an argument threatening to divorce me. Because, I mean, it's just really destructive. And my guess is he's willing to do that, and there probably is something. Do you know what it is that you do that drives him crazy?
We've had those arguments, so I can pinpoint a bunch of things. But what I did, because, you know, little things like that and going to see couples therapists didn't help, so I left the house.
Are you not living with him at this moment?
Well, I left for about a week and a half and then went back.
How long have you been back?
About a week.
Has it changed anything?
Yeah, it has.
Well, the problem, I mean, it may change it for the short run. The problem is, for the long run, it really reinforces his notion that you're there just temporarily.
Yeah.
So, look, yeah. So, all right, here's what I want you to do. First of all, I want the two of you to make that deal of one of the things that, you know, figure out something that you're doing and offer him that, or let him pick it, that every time you do it, you'll give him $20. If every time he sort of mentions divorce, he'll give you $20, because he has to stop it, because it's really destructive. That's number one. Number two, let me just suggest a thing, and I want you to try it and call me back in about 2 weeks, which is to say to him, I know you love me. I know that I love you. I think what we should do is tell each other every day one thing we like about each other. Because, you know, love is kind of a gift. Love is not really negotiable, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, but like is. And I think he doesn't know what you see in him. The fact is that he's from another culture, you're living on your turf rather than his, and I think he feels insecure in the relationship, believe it or not. And so he pulls this kind of nonsense, and then unfortunately what happens is it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. See, she's really going to leave me, it's only a matter of time. So I'm not arguing that you should or shouldn't have left, although I don't think it really, maybe for the short term it accomplished something, but you don't want to do that as a tactic in your marriage. It's too expensive, it's too jarring. It's kind of your equivalent of saying,
saying you want a divorce. You're saying, okay, I'll show you a divorce. So I don't think it's where the two of you want to be for a long-term, happy, good marriage. But so say to him today, here's the deal. You know, whenever I mention your mother in a negative way, I'll give you $20. And whenever you mention divorce, you give me $20. And let's start today telling each other something we like about each other.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, so in addition to being Love Month, and if you think about it, both of those calls were really about love. They were not traditionally kind of love, because one is about love for your children as opposed to love to your grandchildren, and how you express love. I think that if I were going to distill that. And the other is how you negotiate some of the shoals of relationship, of love relationship. So you could see, I mean, if I, I could probably define anything as love, can I? Okay, that's my program. But if you've got some issues about love, and again, that you're always, the program is such that you're always invited to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. There's, I mean, when I say themes, I always say we don't do themes, and then I'm saying, well, for the month. But I define it broadly enough. I just thought every once in a while it's kind of fun to have a number of different perspectives all grouped together, because it gives you, I think, a different outlook than if there's one call this week about this. But it's not crucial. It's just sort of an idea that I had. 855-993-7569. And speaking of my ideas, we have actually a suggestion from one of my affiliates, which I think is a great suggestion, that said, could you do once an hour, can you do the program director questions? Now, program director, for those of you who are new to the program, is an opportunity to essentially program, suggest a topic for discussion. And as opposed to having to call about it or saying this is my problem. So it's something that doesn't necessarily attach directly to an issue in your life. All right, so Manny, let's hear what, and we've got scads of them. Apparently all of you want to program direct the program, which is great. So give me one of the scads.
This one comes from somebody who wanted to remain anonymous. But they say, Dr. Joy, share your thoughts on the relationship between alcohol use and domestic violence. A large percentage of police responses for domestic disturbances are alcohol related. What are your thoughts?
A very accurate and upsetting perception. Let me just give you a little bit of background here. Domestic abuse is the second major cause of death of women under the age of 25, exceeded by car accidents. So it's a major problem in this country, and it is in other countries as well. It's not that we're so much worse than other countries. The domestic violence is a major issue, that the odds of a woman who is assaulted or murdered by either a husband or a spouse or boyfriend are extraordinarily high. So we know that domestic abuse is a major issue. If we add to that the idea that our country is really peopled by alcoholics and always has been. If you look at the statistics, for example, of the Pilgrims, that more people would get drunk on Saturday night and fall into the canals and drown than died from influenza, native aggression, from the people already here and somehow thought that we were taking their land. How could they think that? So it's we have this sort of long and awful history of both drinking to excess and violence. When you put the two of them together, and as you interestingly enough mentioned, that call to the police quite often involve both, police will tell you that the calls they hate responding to the most are domestic violence, because they're crapshoots, number one. You don't know what you're going to find. You're right that quite often one or both other people are either high or drunk or both, and that there's as much possibility of violence being directed to the police officer as there is to the domestic partner. And all right, so the question number one is, why does it happen so often? And I think that the answer is, if you take those two behaviors and understand that they are both, when we're talking about character traits, that they are both very characteristic of the American psyche. And then what we looked at how alcohol functions on the brain. And how alcohol functions on the brain is a relatively new phenomenon. We've only known about it for about the last 4 or 5 years. We've known that people seem to lose their inhibitions when they're drinking. One of the things that those of us who are psychologists believe is that no one ever does anything when they were drinking they don't wish they could do when they were sober, which is just another way of saying it lowers inhibitions. It turns out that what alcohol actually does is it gives you tunnel vision. So all you see is the immediate and what's right in front of you, which is going to offset things like consequence, responsibility, long-term effects. So what you see is what's going on right there. And my program director here didn't even look at the issue of date rape, which is an ongoing issue on college campuses, to the extent that college campuses are now beginning to worry about the association between assault, sexual assault, and alcohol. So, and certainly there can be domestic violence without alcohol. There certainly can be alcohol without domestic violence. There can be alcohol without, essentially without consequence. Does if you have one drink, does that mean you're an alcoholic? It depends. It depends on how you behave, how you metabolize alcohol. I think most of us, especially in our college days, were in situations where everybody seemed to be drunk and then something happened and everybody instantly sobered up. So part of drunkenness, part of that buzz is psychological. Not completely, and certainly blackouts, falling down drunk. I was actually around a relative of mine who came to visit. And he basically doesn't drink. And for some reason had a lot of alcohol in a very short period of time and did what all of us are terrified about, is not hitting somebody, but barfing. So the issue about alcohol is a very complicated one. And there are those people who can drink comfortably. There are people who can't. The problem about alcohol and about alcoholism, which are not the same thing, but the problem about alcoholism per se is, as someone described it, it's a disease that will kill you. But the most pernicious part of it is that you're not aware of it when it's happening. You say, I can give it up at any time, or I wasn't drunk. Or if you've ever been around somebody who's had too much to drink, I'm not drunk. I can drive. Just one more. And we haven't even looked at the issue of violence toward in automobiles. So getting back to your initial question, that both of those issues, the issue of drinking and the issue of violence, unfortunately, are intertwined. And the problem is, in and of themselves, they're problems independent of the fact of the mashup. It used to be that the assumption was that Super Bowl weekend was domestic violence, an occasion of domestic violence. It turns out that that's not actually accurate, or to the extent that people thought it was. But the reason people made that assumption is because a huge amount of consumption of alcohol and betting behavior and losing betting behavior, but even if not losing, and then irritation with spouse. So if you have a problem with alcohol, you need to deal with that. You got a problem with violence, you got to deal with that. But if you got a problem with both together, you really need some help instantly. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.